Hey everybody, this is Stelly Efty.
And this is Heaton Cha, and today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about how to create great testimonials.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit, we got it!
For people trying to get shit done.
We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
And I think today we're probably going to have a good, like, sales lens, marketing lens, product lens on this, considering both of us are here as always. I'll just start by saying testimonials are super important. And this is like case studies, testimonials, they are the way to help people understand whether a business, a product signing up for it, is right for them or not. And so that I think testimonials can be some of the most powerful tools that you have to get other people to sign up and use your product.
Yeah, because they're accomplishing a number of things all at the same time, right? A testimonial is ultimate social proof, right? So instead of just you saying our product is great and it solves problem X, you have a customer of yours say their product is great and it solves problem X for us. You know, it solves it better than others. So that's a much better, I mean, obviously we all know this in our lives when it's one thing for a company come in and tell you that you should buy their product. It's a totally different thing when a customer of a company comes and says, hey, dude, I've used this. This tool is really awesome. I would highly recommend it. Check it out. We use it religiously internally, right? That's a much more powerful statement because you know it's not biased. And because you associate with a messenger. The messenger hopefully is somebody just like you with same problems, same challenges. So when they tell you that they've used it and are successful and happy with it, that's a much something you can associate and relate to much more than if a service provider or a company comes and says, we think our product could be good for you as a customer. Now, you mentioned, you know, you can use testimonials in all different, there's different places to do that. Obviously, your website is a prominent place. You could publish case studies either as PDFs or as blog posts or as videos or as, you know, whatever else, like form factor you could imagine. You can use these in marketing and in sales. You can use them in all kinds of different factors. But let's really zero in on the, like, how to do that well. I think my number one thing that I'll throw out there, which is, I think, the most challenging thing, is that I think most companies don't put a process in place where they are consistently creating new, fresh, up-to-date customer testimonials, right? They might do it in the beginning when they launch their website. They might do it at some point when they are forced to it, but it's very rare to see a company like be super consistent in